In his new novel, 28-year-old Jonathan Safran Foer tells a story of pain and healing in the time following the attacks of September 11, 2001. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is Foer's second novel. In it, he takes the risk of writing fiction about a real event that remains fresh in the public mind. From New York, Tom Vitale has the story.
The central character of Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is Oscar Schell, a precocious 9-year-old whose father perished in the attack on the World Trade Center. A year after the attacks, Oscar is in therapy and having trouble coping.
There was a lot of stuff that made me panicky, like suspension bridges, germs, airplanes, fireworks, Arab people on the subway, even though I'm not racist, Arab people in restaurants and coffee shops and other public places, scaffolding, sewers and subway grates, bags without owners, shoes, people with mustaches, smoke, knots, tall buildings, turbans. A lot of the time I get the feeling like I was in the middle of a huge black ocean or in deep space, but not in the fascinating way.
Oscar is not the only narrator in the novel traumatized by loss and grief. Oscar's grandfather Thomas was in Dresden when Allied bombers destroyed the city during World War II. Dresden was considered a non-military target, but more than 30,000 Germans were killed. Thomas stops speaking after the firebombing. Over the decades, he tells his tale in long letters to Oscar's father.
I saw humans melted into thick pools of liquid, 3 or 4 feet deep in places. I saw bodies crackling like embers, laughing, and the remains of masses of people who had tried to escape the firestorm by jumping headfirst into the lakes and ponds. The parts of their bodies that were submerged in the water were still intact, while the parts that protruded above the water were charred beyond recognition.
Foer says he placed these stories of Dresden and September 11th side by side in his novel because he wanted to consider them as part of the same question.
When we think back on Dresden, we think it was a tragedy. It was something that shouldn't have happened, but it was somehow commensurate with an evil that was done by the Germans. And innocent people shouldn't be killed, but it wasn't like it came out of the blue. A problem is that a lot of people in the world, at the very least, the hijackers on those planes felt exactly the same way about September 11th, that it was commensurate with evils America's done in the Arab world. And so I got interested in thinking about why is one right and why is one wrong, or why are they both wrong?
As these questions unfold in the story of Oscar and Thomas, Foer intersperses visual elements in the text, photos, drawings, blank pages, an image of a man jumping from the Trade Center, and an animated flip book. Foer says he wanted the look of the novel to reflect its subject.
September 11th was the most visually documented event in human history. There's never been anything that has happened that has been viewed by as many people. It's hard to think of September 11th and not see those two buildings, or not see a plane going into them, or see a body falling. That is what it was, and that is what it continues to be. In large part, not because of the event, but because of the age that we live in.
It's an ambitious scheme for a novel, says Time magazine book critic Lev Grossman.
There have been a few other works of fiction about the attacks on September 11th, but I don't think anybody has treated them as confidently and audaciously and comprehensively as Foer did, showing really, you know, no fear for a young writer in his 20s taking on, you know, the most painful and tragic episode in America's recent history.
Grossman says Foer's Extremely Close and Incredibly Loud also dares to be deeply unfashionable.
This is a book about a child and a bunch of old people. You don't have the hip young 20-somethings or even the 30-somethings in this book. So it doesn't hit that spot of sort of marketability and hipness that you expect from somebody Foer's age.
Foer's first novel, published when the author was only 25, is also about young people and their grandparents. Everything is Illuminated tells the story of a Jewish writer named Jonathan Safran Foer who travels to the Ukraine to search for the woman who saved his grandfather from the Nazis. The book was a critically acclaimed bestseller, earning Foer a slew of awards and a legion of fans, among them actor Liev Schreiber.
His sense of compassion for his characters and his sense of humor and pathos and the kind of perversity and wackiness of his imagination was just irresistible, and I couldn't stop laughing through the whole thing.
Schreiber was so taken with Everything is Illuminated, he bought the film rights, wrote a screenplay, and shot the movie in Prague. Now Schreiber's film is scheduled to open this summer, starring Elijah Wood as the writer Jonathan and Eugene Hutz as his Russian guide Alex.
This is our driver. He's an expert at driving.
Is he all right?
What?
No, no. Is he healthy?
Of course. He's my grandfather. Please, do not be distressed. This is only driver seeing eye, bitch. Okay, she's deranged, but so playful.
Wait, he's blind?
No, only he thinks this. Please, do not be distressed.
Liev Schreiber says Four's story presented a new way of looking at the Holocaust.
It was unique, and it was a young person's perspective. I think enough generations have passed between us and those who died in the Holocaust that there is a new perspective. And Jonathan looks at that from a very kind of accepting place, accepting of both sides, accepting of the anti-Semitic and accepting of the Jews.
While the Holocaust has become acceptable territory for fiction, some critics have complained that it's not right to make a novel out of the still-fresh tragedy of September 11th. That idea makes Jonathan Safran Foer bristle.
Nobody would question whether Tom Brokaw has the right to report on September 11th. But a lot of people would have, you know, some questions as to whether Jonathan Franzen could write about September 11th. Why? Do we trust Tom Brokaw more than we trust Jonathan Franzen? Do we think he's more intelligent, more ethical, more sensitive to what happened?
Towards the end of Foer's Extremely Close and Incredibly Loud, Oscar finds himself on the observation deck of the Empire State Building, imagining what his father must have faced.
Would I jump or would I burn? I guess I would jump, because then I wouldn't have to feel pain. But on the other hand, maybe I would burn, because then at least I'd have a chance to somehow escape. And even if I couldn't, feeling pain is still better than not feeling, isn't it? I remembered my cell phone. I still had a few seconds. Who should I call? What should I say? I thought about all the things that everyone ever says to each other, and how everyone's going to die, whether it's in a millisecond, or days, or months, or 76.5 years if you were just born. Everything that's born has to die, which means our lives are like skyscrapers. The smoke rises at different speeds, but they're all on fire and we're all trapped.
For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Kast.